The answer given by Buddha Goswami to the sentient person belonging to a member at many times to have his fall on Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when the Buddha was said that after the departure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna from this planet, he awoke, that we have already described. What is Krishna awoke? Krishna awoke is death in the spiritual world. Just like we have got various types of planets within this universe, and there are innumerable universes, and each and every one of them, there are millions of seasons of planets. It is only one fourth manifestation of Krishna's field, including all these universes. That is stated in this Bhagavad Gita. Atvāvahu dantino, dhīnya, tena tavārta. Vītāṁ tena viṣṭabhyā, aham. Vītāṁ. Krishna. Jagat. This whole material world is one-fourth manifestation of one-fourth energy of Krishna. The three-fourth energy is exhibited in the spiritual world. Here, the living entities in all the universes, they are very minority. Just like in the prison house, we cannot expect the majority of the population. The majority of population is outside the prison. Only a few number criminals, they are in the prison house. Usually, all the living entities who are within this material world, it is called Buddha, Buddha, Buddha means home. And the superintendent of the Buddha is called Buddha, Buddha. Sisti-sriti prala-sa-dhamasat-piti-sa Sāri-vajasta-bhūnāni-divati-dhūrgā. This is the jurisdiction of Buddha. So, the most engineering entities, three-fourths of engineering entities, they are in the spiritual world. They are called nitya-mukta. They do not come within this material world. And the living entities who come within this material world, they are called nitya-mukta. They were conditioned. They were conditioned means that before the creation, they were conditioned. Bhutta-bhutta-kari. So, Krishna's opulence is unlimited. Ananta. Therefore, his channel and name is Ananta. Advaita-vaktita-ananta. That is, this is the description of the Brahmatam. Advaita-vaktita-ananta-anadi. Ajyam Purana Purusam Navajo Bhanam. He is Advaita. Advaita means is not different from anything. Because anything we see, that is energy of Krishna. Parasva brahmana shakti tathaiva apilam jagat. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Eva-sthāna-sutra-sthāne jyotnāvistāryāna-gathā parasva-brahmana-sakti sarayam-akilam-yava. Akilam-yava. All the universes are exhibited as the energy of Krishna. Just like the fire can distribute its heat and light from one place. The example is the sun, the great fire, the greatest fire in this universe. It is distributing the heat and light from one place. You can see everyone. The sun goes. It is lying in one corner of the earth. Although the sun glow means 1400 times, 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. It still you can see this is lying in one corner. So this is only to require heat and light. Therefore, Krishna has given us the heat and light. Then we can see the sun globe situated in one place. It still is heat and light is distributed throughout the whole universe. Similarly, Krishna is living in his own abode, somehow. But his energies are being distributed all over. He comes in the Siddhu Jagat. Therefore, Krishna says that Manushanam Sahasya Super Siddhavati Siddhar Jatatavati Siddhara Parasi Jethimam Sahasya. He do not know how much powerful, omnipotent is Krishna. Without knowing his power, we treat him as ordinary but as very personal, great person. Now, that is our poor point of knowledge. Avyanati Mahamura, Param Bhavavana. Such person, such mura, they do not know what is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam Kavatesu, Pachidharati Siddha. Siddha means one who is actually in knowledge of everything. He's called Siddha. And Yatakaravi Siddha. There are many daily stories that are Siddhas. But out of many millions of such Siddhas, one may or may not understand Krishna. Therefore he says, Avyanati Mahamura, Param Bhavamaya. So, here, Srila Goswami says, Muna, Sadhu Krishna, or Lord Goswami is grateful. Sadhu, when there is something very glorious, we welcome by saying Sadhu, Sadhu. It's very nice, very nice. Sadhu, among the large scholars, Vedic scholars, when they approve something, they say, sadhu, sadhu, very good. So, when Krishna spoken was asked by the audience, the after the
of the sun. The knowledge and dharma, dharma jnana, these two things are essential in the human society. Without dharma, without jnana, it is animal. Jnana means to know, self-jnana. What I am, that is jnana. And after jnana, there is no dharma. Dharma means occupational duty. If you do not know what is your constitutional position, then how your occupational duty can be affected? That was dharma jnana vidhi. So that is jnana. When you understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal servants of Krishna, that is jnana. And after having this jnana in full, then our dharma, actual dharma begins. So Krishna directly says, sarva dharma paritarya mam ekam sharanam. These surrenders and Krishna in the involvement. Other things, he does not teach how to surrender to Krishna. That kind of dharma we call koito, cheating. That was Bhagavad says, dharma prochita koito. All cheating types of religious principles are completely rejected. Cheating types. Koito, this very one. And Siddhartha Swami comments on this, that liberation, mokha mantra, to become one in the Supreme. That is also another kind of sitting. Why is sitting? Can we explain? We have discussed all this part. Now here, Siddhartha Swami says that your question about Krishna is very, very nice. It is welcome. Why is it very, very nice? Punas arutusoham bhavadhi by you. Lokamangalam. See, Krishna questions and answers and discuss. Simply. All over the world. Everything will be nice, peaceful. Loka Mangala. People are answered for peace, tranquility all over the world. But they do not know how to study. That secret